Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Woo! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when you're looking at this, but God restores all. And now I understand why I was sitting there discussing some stuff with the front desk, and God just showed me something. He started talking about double portion. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm in a double situation here. So I'm trying to get my way out of it, or trying to work my way through it and be as accommodating and as patient as I can. But I literally had like shipped two bins double, and they're late. So I'm sitting here and it's the second day. So, you know, these twos have just been like really going on. So I sat down and I said, okay, God, talk to me. You just talk to me. And I realized he started talking about double. And I'm like, what are we talking about double, God? What are we talking about? And so I started looking up, you know, scriptures on double. And so Isaiah 61:7, it says, instead of your shame, Gerald, you will receive a double portion. And instead of your disgrace, Gerald, I'm just paraphrasing, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. With that being said, I have my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter in the building. Two daughters, legacy. I told my wife yesterday, I was like, babe, it's something that's getting ready to go down. And I'm sitting here and I can't even contain it, because you don't even understand what's really getting ready to go down for me. So my oldest daughter asked my wife, well, when you gonna let me host the boot camp? Wow. Okay. It's here. It's being done as we speak. It's happening right now. So as I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking about this, and I started getting overwhelmed with joy, because I can remember the shame that I had on my face when I was in my situation, when I had to look at my kids, when I had to talk about how I wasn't a good father, how I wasn't a good person to look up to. I wasn't there. And how it affected them, how it affected them emotionally, how it affected them spiritually, when I'm supposed to be that one to guide them spiritually, to guide them emotionally. I'm supposed to be that one, and I was out of place. And God says right here, instead of your shame, Gerald, I'm paraphrasing again, you could put your name in it. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Listen, I'm looking at my double portion. I'm looking at my double portion today. I looked at it yesterday and I really didn't understand it. I missed it. But when I had an opportunity to sit down just now and sit out and just rest in God, I realized when he's saying double, I'm looking at my double. You're looking at your shame. But let me tell you, God is going to turn your shame, into something totally different. I remember what my shame looked like. I remember having conversations with my oldest daughter, and I remember having conversations with my younger daughter, and how I hurt them, how I disappointed them, how I did these things. Even my boys. The same. We're talking about leaving a legacy. the legacy that my wife is leaving upon our daughters. And we're talking about a double portion. That these two young ladies are about to get a double portion anointing of me and my wife. Everybody just in this room, is God is getting ready to release a double portion anointing on their life. That's why the warfare was so extreme, so crazy. The enemy does not want you to get a double portion of a fight, a double portion of not my will, but thy will be done, a double portion of nevertheless. 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 The enemy doesn't want you to get, he didn't want you to get a double portion of strength. He didn't want you to get a double portion of understanding. He didn't want you to get a double win. He didn't want you to get any of that. So that's why it became extremely difficult. That's why it became difficult. But let me tell you something. God has many different ways of getting you what you need. God has many different ways of getting you what you need. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking that how in the world is all of this stuff happening? And I can I tell you, it's extremely hot. And God started talking to me about complaining about the heat. He said, you complaining about the heat and I'm sitting here trying to give you a double portion anointing. Listen, I'm tripping because he was talking to me about the double portion. And I was walking from where I was, where he was delivering it to me, to this room, and I had to walk outside, and it was hot. And I'm like, my God, it's hot. It's not even 9 o'clock yet, and it's hot. And he started talking. He said, and you still complaining about the heat? You still complaining about the heat? And I'm giving you a double portion anointing. Do you see your daughters? Do you see what they're doing? And I stopped complaining. I stopped complaining because God is trying to give you something and you still complaining about something else. God is trying to get you a double portion, but you still complaining about something else. You saying that you weak and God is trying to give you a double, give you some double strength to, so you can actually get through not only this journey, but the journeys to come. And your mind is on something else. The enemy is distracting you with other stuff. I'm not going to be distracted by my double portion anointing. I'm looking at my daughters and God is getting ready to drop a double portion anointing on their life. And I'm going to experience it. I get to see it. What was once shame? What was once disgrace? God has have literally just changed and turned it around. It says, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion of your land and everything joy will be yours. I'm in my joy. I look at my daughters. I was eating with my daughters and I'm looking at them. I'm looking at my oldest daughter. She working, you know, spending time. She in the room with us and she's sitting there working and still being in the room with us. That thing did something to me. I'm watching my younger daughter. She running around doing whatever it is she do. But just the fact that all of both of them in the room with us. Then we go eat. And I'm not even catching God is doing a double portion. We're talking about leaving an inheritance of a double portion. Come on. These girls ain't going to be the same. They're not going to be the same. I'm declaring it. That they're going to have a different level of a fight. They know how to fight. They know how to. Their revelation is going to be double portion. Their faith is going to be double portion. Their anointing is going to be double portion. Everything about them is going to be double portion. God is transforming them because they stepped into the room. So let me tell you something. Connect yourself to this. Connect yourself to the double portion. What was once shame will no longer be shame. What was once disgrace will no longer be disgrace. Attach yourself to this double portion. Because today is the day that that you understand how you have your mentality has to change. Stop looking at the shame. Stop looking at the disgrace. Line yourself back up and allow God to blow on you. Listen, there's not even a there's no breeze out there. It was just hot. You hear I say it was just hot. I'm declaring that it's getting ready to cool down. The thermostat thing say extreme heat. I'm saying there's an extreme anointing. Ha, huh, how about that? There's an extreme anointing. Huh? Yeah, God is trying to heat you up. Yeah, that's called purification. Yeah. I hear it now. It's starting to roll now. You wonder why it's heat? Because it's a purification place. Yeah, it's a purification place. When you get hot, you start, your mind goes to thinking about all kinds of stuff. But God is saying, I'm just purifying you so that I can bubble up all of this stuff that you don't even think you have. And now I can get it up out of you. So while I'm heating you up, it's called a purification. When you fell into that, when the Hebrew boys went into that fire, huh? Yeah. They came out. No smoke, no nothing. Huh? Because Jesus was with them. Yes, Jesus rolled with me and I got on a red shirt today. Not even paying attention to it till I just now. I got on a red shirt, hot. Hot like fire. Yes, it's hot, but it's a purification. It's a purification of my mind, how I need to think differently. Huh? I want a double portion anointing. So, I mean, my mindset has to have the capacity to receive the revelation of double portion. My thought patterns, you know, my thought pattern, my vision has to be double. It can't just be a small vision. I can't think small. I got to think big. I got to think double. I got to think expansion. Come on, y'all. Get your mind. Listen. This is what this is about. Everybody that's on this live, I need you to attach yourself to it. I don't care if it's a word, you declaring it with me, you sow a seed into it, whatever it is you got to do. But you got to attach yourself to it because God is trying to get you a double portion anointing and things are getting heated up and you're looking at it like you're falling, you're failing, and you're in shame and you're in disgrace about your marriage, about your relationship, about your husband, about your wife, about your children. You looking at it as shame and disgrace, but God is trying to do something different. He's trying to bring you into a whole nother place. Our ways are not God's ways. Our thinking is nowhere near God's thinking. So let's get through this fire. Come on, let's get through this fire. We got help. We got help. We got a helper on the inside and we got Christ on the inside. We don't have an excuse. We don't have an excuse. So we're going to stop complaining about this heat. Every one of y'all that's in here, stop complaining about the heat. It's purification. You're here to get a double portion anointing. So you can't complain about the heat. Don't say another word about the heat. Don't say how hot it is. Don't say you uncomfortable. Don't say any of that because you're trying to get that. God is trying to get to you a double portion anointing. He's trying to break shame. He's trying to break disgrace. He's trying to break all of those things that have caused us to pick up bad habits or pick up identities that don't even belong to us. Complaining spirit, weary spirit, worrisome spirit, just worry, just constantly worrying. But God is trying to get you a double portion. He is trying to get you a double portion. How many of y'all need a double portion? Now, don't just be asking for double portion because, oh, I want to, because there's a responsibility that comes with a double portion. There's a responsibility that comes with a portion of it. But now you have to get a double portion of it. That responsibility level goes past your complaining. It goes past your moaning. It goes past your circumstances. It goes past all of that. And if you're in a place where you can't receive that or get to that, don't complain about it. Don't complain about it. Don't complain if you don't get your double portion of anointing because you didn't have the capacity to. You didn't have the capacity. When God was ready to blow the double portion of anointing, you didn't have the capacity to. You had too much stuff added up or built up inside of you that you couldn't even, you didn't have the ability to receive it. You didn't have the ability to receive it. It's time to stop complaining. Stop complaining about the heat. Stop complaining about the situation. Stop complaining and worrying. Stop talking about your shame. Stop looking at the shame. Stop looking at the disgrace. Stop looking at all of it and look at God saying, I want to restore this all. Matter of fact, I don't want to restore it all. I just want to blow a double portion of anointing. I want to give you a double portion of me. I want to give you a double portion of my strength. I want to give you a double portion. It's time to seek God. And I said, okay, God, what is it you trying to do? And he started talking about double portion. Man, but I understood double portion comes with a different responsibility. A double portion comes with another level of responsibility. You can't think the same. You can't pray the same. You can't function the same. You just can't do the same as you did with a regular, with the one portion. Let alone now you want a double portion? Be careful what you ask for. You got to be in the right place to get the double portion anointing. You got to be in the right state of mind. You got to be in the right heart posture. You got to be in the right place to receive a double portion anointing. So here's the scenario. Are you willing to ask God to search you to see? Because walking in this heat, it shows a lot. It tells you a lot about who you are. It'll tell you if you're a complainer. Because as soon as you hit the heat, you'll start complaining. You stand in it long enough, and it'll make you feel like you want to curse. Y'all playing, especially if you ain't never been in it. Especially if you've never been in anything that's 105. But I had to think about it differently. It's a purification for me. It's a purification for me. Then I was able to see what God was doing with my daughters, seeing what God was doing with my wife's legacy. I kept saying to my wife yesterday, I say, it's something getting ready to go down. Something is getting ready to happen that's about to literally be a legacy. And God is talking about the double portion. It's a double portion that's getting ready to be released. It's getting ready to be a double portion of release. So I'm not in a place where I'm naive to what is getting ready to go down. No longer. No longer. I understand the assignment. This is restoring. This is something that God showed me that in my worst times, that when he says I'm a restore all, he meant all. He just mean me. He meant all the relation, all the everything that we do. He's restoring it. This is part of it. This is part of it. So there's a double portion anointing that is getting ready to be released. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. It's a double portion anointing for legacy. We're talking about legacy. We're talking about, this is a mother-daughter legacy that is getting ready to be released. And so let me tell you, if you know what I know, you know what I know. You might want to tag somebody, tag a friend, tag whoever. They got a daughter, you got kids, you got whatever. I don't care if you got boys, whatever. We're talking about a legacy. What are you going to leave? Now you stop looking at your shame. Stop looking at papers. Stop looking at situations. Stop looking at any of that. What legacy are you getting ready to leave? What legacy are you, God is building in you? That not only is he building it, but he wants to give your children a double portion of it. You heard me? And now you declaring a double portion anointing on your kids. And now your kids' kids get not only a double portion, but whatever they declare over them. Now this double portion anointing, it starts to multiply. Y'all got to catch what I'm saying. See, none of my kids don't have kids. So when we drop this double portion anointing on them, so now this experience going to remind them that they operating and walking in double portion. They walking in double portion, a double portion anointing. They got a double faith. The faith level is double. Their ability to receive revelation is double. The ability to understand scripture, double. The ability to fight differently, double. Pray differently, double. Prophesy, double. Speak in tongues, double. Everything that they do spiritually is going to double. Father, let their finances double. Let their creative ideas double. Let everything that they put their hands to prosper, double. That everything that they do is double. That's godly. that's holy, that's in right standings with you, let it be doubled. I'm speaking that now in the name of Jesus. Let it be released in this room. Let it be released over our children. Let it be released over the line, over this line today. Come on, y'all. Y'all better quit playing. See, y'all, listen. This is double. It's double. It's double. It's on and popping. Listen to me. So into the double. So into the double. So into the double. Listen to me. I'm telling. Oh my God. This here comes out of frustration. I was frustrated out 45 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. I was frustrated. And God said, go sit down. Listen to me. Go sit down. I got a complete double. Oh, y'all playing. Come on, y'all. Y'all, I can't make this up. I can't make this up. On this day, there's a completion being done on the double legacy. Y'all better catch this. I just spoke that over my kids. I just spoke that over this whole room. I literally just spoke this over the whole room. Listen to me. Y'all might want to attach yourself to it. Find somebody. Listen to me. Don't listen. I listen. Y'all, I can't make this up. This is, when I say this thing is fresh, this is really fresh. Cause I just want to lay down on the floor. I really do. I just want to cry right now because God is really good to me. I wasn't thinking about no double. I wasn't thinking about any of this stuff. I woke up like, where is my Benz? And there's two of them that's missing for the second day. That's all I was thinking about. And then God started talking about a double. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, I got double Benz missing. But he said, sit down and start thinking about the double portion anointing that I'm getting ready to release. I'm talking about a legacy of a double portion anointing, that your daughters will walk in a double portion anointing, that everybody to this room, because you're declaring in this room that there's a double portion anointing, that when they go home, all they got to do is like touch their children and the double portion anointing is being imparted into them. But you come back. Oh, Jesus. But you got to have the capacity to receive the double portion anointing. You just can't receive it and ask for it and want to get it. And you don't have the capacity to hold it. Y'all listen. I can't even explain this right now. I really can't. I really can't. This is all God. This is all God. I don't even have a plan B. I had no intentions of doing this. But now I understand what he's talking about. Even just being here in this heat, I'm understanding the purification part of it. I'm understanding that he's trying to get my attention. It's not about the heat. It's about the purification part. It's about you being purified and you being holy, that what you transfer is a double portion of it's holy. It's holy. It's righteous. It's not tainted. It's a purification. I couldn't do it anywhere else. It had to be right here. And it had to be during this time. So God can hit you with a complete double. Huh? Come on, y'all. You can't make this up. I can't make this up. I was getting ready to put on a white shirt because it's hot. It was hot. So, you know, why would I put on anything different than something white? So I can, you know, won't be so hot. He said, pick the red shirt. I said, in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to pick that red shirt. I really don't want to put that red shirt in. But I picked it up and I put it on. And I walked in the heat this morning, 7 o'clock this morning, and I walked to Starbucks and it was hot. I put on lotion and it felt like I was sweating the lotion off. I'm like, what did I put lotion on when I'm just going to sweat it off? I just walked one block to Starbucks and got Starbucks. And then my mind went to my bags. I got back. My bags still weren't here. And then I saw a charge on my thing telling me they charged me for something. And I'm like, why are you charging me for something? They say, well, we didn't, Mr. Ben. We just took that off because, you know, such and such, such and such. I'm like, cool. My bins here? Nope. What? Now I'm calling the UPS people like, where are my bins? And they were like, oh, Mr. Ben, they'll be there today, such and such. I'm like, today? Bro, that's you late on the double day. I mean, twice. Like, it was supposed to have been here yesterday or the day before, but it's not here. And God's like, go sit down. So now I sat down and I'm here. And now I'm understanding what God was. This is a little different for me. This is different for me. So I'm in this place. And so I'm understanding this double-double. I need you to understand what is happening on this broadcast. I don't know what's happening on everybody else's broadcast, but I'm telling you what's happening on this one. On this one right here, God is releasing a double-double. But let me tell you something. There's a requirement to this double-double because there's this. I'm in a heated place. I'm in a place of purification. So if you're not ready to get heated up and you're not ready to be in the fire, then you ain't ready to be purified. Then you can't carry a double portion anointing. You just won't get it. You will miss it. You would say, it don't take all of that. I can't do all of that. I'm not going to do all of that. Or you would say, oh, I want that. I want that because you get all at the moment. I want that. I want that. But you don't got the capacity to deal with it. You don't have the capacity to get through the situation. You don't have the capacity to fight. You don't have the capacity to ask God for some strength. You don't have the capacity for him to blow a double-double on anything. Because you have so much other stuff that's built up inside of you when God said, a long time ago, let it go. Let it go. You holding on something that you should have let go a long time ago. Let it go so you can get your double-double. Let it go. Let this stuff go. Let God purify you. Let the situation heat up. Let it heat up. Because what it does is it shows your character. It shows who you are in the midst of a fire. Man, them Hebrew boys in that fire, man, they was chilling. They was walking around like ain't nothing. The gods kept, listen, the band that put them in there died. They walking around like, they was like, man, them dudes walking around in this fire like it ain't nothing. Are you walking around in this fire like it's not nothing? I'm going to walk around like it ain't nothing. I'm done with the complaining. I'm done with it's hot. I'm done with all of that. I picked up a complaining spirit. I started complaining about it. Yeah, I got comfortable. I got entitled. I'm entitled to good weather. Who said that? Because you moved to it? What if God moved you to something else? What if he tells you to go here and to go there like he tells us? We was in Texas and it was 100 and something. And I complained. I ain't going to even lie. I did. I complained. But now I understand why I can't complain. I understand now. So I'm not going to complain. So I'm repenting right now. God, I repent for yesterday, all of the complaining I did. Matter of fact, I'm going to repent for my wife too, for both of us saying that it was hot. And because I'm the head, I can do that. So I repent for her too. So listen, once again, can you handle what God is doing? Can you handle the purification mode? Can you handle the situation? Can you handle what God is getting ready to do? Every two is a generation to me. Complete generation. Two, one. Every two, that's four twos. That's four generations. Complete. Legacy. What is it that you are, there's a complete legacy being released off of you today? What is it? Now you can leave a legacy of strife, worry, stress, all of that, because that's what they see. So that's what is being picked up. That's what was being imparted. So now what is being imparted today? Because God is giving you an opportunity to evaluate yourself and give yourself an opportunity to say, okay, God, remove this as far as the east is from the west, that I have the capacity to pass on the double-double to my children, a double level of faith, a double level of strength, a double level of prosperity, a double level of revelation, of a prayer life. You know, when they see you, are you the one that they know that they're gonna pray for them? That you can pray? Huh? I'm just saying. Can you be that one? Will you be that one? Just asking. Because we're talking about leaving a legacy here. This is what this meeting is about. Leaving a legacy. Are you willing to leave a legacy? That's my question to you. Are you willing to leave a legacy? And what would your legacy look like? What would your legacy look like? Talking about a legacy, and we're talking, God is releasing a double portion on your legacy, like on your legacy. But listen to me, please, 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 please evaluate yourself first. Don't just get into your emotions. People go to church and get into their emotion because the pastor, yeah, you amen, amen. Every one of those amens is a yes. Every time you clap your hands, it's a yes. It's a yes that I'm going to do it. Yes, that I receive it. Yes, that this is going to be my life. And then you walk out and you got out your emotions and now you living like what? So I'm telling you right now, this is either going to be good or bad because there's no gray area in this. Be careful. There's no gray area. None. There's no gray area. You either be hot or gonna be cold. You either gonna be on the right or you're gonna be on the wrong. One of the two. You can't straddle the fence no more. Can't straddle the fence. It's gonna be God or it's gonna be God. There's no plan B. None. So before you decide to say, I'm gonna sow this seed. Because I'm sowing a seed for my legacy, for my children's children, for my children's children's children. I'm talking about legacy that's going to be passed down from you to your children. And from your children to their children, and from their children to their children. That there's going to be a legacy that's been passed down. But I'm going to need you to evaluate yourself. I'm going to need you to look deep at yourself. And don't listen. Don't make excuses for yourself. Don't make excuses about what someone else did or why someone else did this. And because my life was like this, this is why. Check yourself. Just check yourself. Don't try to use other stuff to do it because that's shame. God is trying to get you away from the shame. He's trying to get you away from the disgrace. He's trying to get you away from that. But he's trying to give you some joy. He's trying to give you some peace. He's trying to give you that, and I want to give you that in a double portion. But you actually got to go through the fire. You got to walk in this heat. So I'm going to tell you again. Evaluate yourself. You don't have to sow a seed. If you don't like it, you don't agree with it, that's cool. Period. But I'm telling you today that whatever this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to sow a seed into somebody else because I'm going to sow a seed into them because I don't want nobody to say, well, you sow the seed into your own ministry, whatever. I sow it into somebody else for my double. How about that? How about that? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sow it into somebody else's ministry that I know that's good seed, and they dropping a double portion of anointing. That's what I'm talking about. So you don't have to sow it to us. Sow it to somebody else that you feel like dropping a double portion of anointing that you need. But you better have the capacity to carry it. That's all I can tell you. You better have the capacity to carry it. Because if you ain't got the capacity to carry it, then you're going to have a problem. You need, and I need, that's double portion anointing. And so I'm getting excited. Because I get to go out here now. My two daughters just called me and say, Dad, I need your help. Look at that. You better hear what I'm talking about. Now, Daddy can go and help. I'm starting off my double portion anointing with my two daughters. Amen. Listen, so I'm finna pray. Father God, I just thank you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this word that you have given me to release to the people, this double portion anointing, Father God. I thank you right now, Father, that you're releasing this word over this line, into these lives, into these hearts, into these bloodlines, into these destinies, into these purposes, into these individuals' purposes now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as they walk through the fire, you're purifying them, Father God. You're starting from the head and you're working your way through, Father God, all the way to their feet, Father God. So I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for the renewing of the mind today. I thank you for this adjustment of the word. I thank you, Father, for the deliverance, Father God, that we're being delivered from a complaining spirit. We're being delivered, Father God, from a spirit that will cause us, Father God, to be out of place and out of whack now and out of alignment now in the name of Jesus. And Father, you're moving us back into the right place. You're moving us back into the right formation that you have called for us to be, that we will be able to receive and we will be have the capacity to receive this double portion anointing upon our life now in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, for our get right. I thank you, Father God, that we're getting ourselves right. We're getting our mind right. We're getting our hearing, our thoughts, Father God, our heart right, our posture right, everything about us right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all backlash and retaliation, everything that caused us to feel like a get back now that the enemy is trying to get back at us. Father, I thank you for raising a standard. I speak a perimeter set around, a bloodline perimeter set around each and every individual, not only them, but their bloodline now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger, accidents, or incidents today. I thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus is over this line now, over the people of this line now. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father, that it is not only being heard upon now, but Father God, is being shared and being spread, Father God, throughout the world, Father God, that you are in the business now of releasing something over the minds and the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name, I thank you for a double portion of revelation, a double portion of prophecy now. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for increasing my ability to prophesy accurately now. In the name of Jesus. Give me the ability to see in the spirit, Father God, now. In the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. For this is the day that you have made. And I thank you for this opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 My double portion is here. Ah! I finished the prayer. I can't make this stuff up. I can't. Y'all don't even get this. I can't make this up. Come here, Ash. Come here, Sydney. Please. Just come here. I can't even make this up. I promise you, I can't even make this up. I can't. Look. That's Otis. That's Ashley. Sydney, where are you? I can't make this up. I wish I could. I wish I could make this up. And they go, the last seed. You heard me? You hear me? I can't make this up. I finished the prayer. They both walked in. I can't make it up. Double portion. Hey, I'm going to walk in this thing. Good night. Good day. Good evening. All that. Bye. Y'all have a good one.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.